Is there a difference? And this isn't a question that I'm going to launch into a big monologue answer about. It's a question I'm genuinely asking. Is there a difference between a bad football team and a team that's playing bad?
To me, there is.
Because that's what I feel like the 49ers are. I do not believe the 49ers are a bad football team right now. I don't think they're playing very good football. Go ahead, Jesse.
They're not a bad football team. They're like as good as the Atlanta Falcons right now.
And that's a game separate.
Like, they're not, they haven't done anything this season to show that they're better, I feel. Like, they've shown, like, they're as good as a team like that right now.
So
they're not bad, but you're not the Lions. You're not the elite of the elite right now in the NFC, at least this season. You haven't shown that you are.
Right now, you're not. One of the things that I looked at, and I always remember Bill Belichick, I think, said, you know, it's empty calories. But in this case, it kind of checks out. I think they're fourth in total yards in the game.
Mm.
And it checks out because I think they're the only team in the top 12 that isn't above 500. So, like, if you're able to generate yards.
It's like the De'Aaron Fox All-Star thing again.
right. Like, it's not like, oh, yards don't matter because the Browns are top five in yards right now. Like, no, like, it's the elite of the elite who are able to generate that type of offense. Their issues have been not being able to convert in the red zone,
mm-hmm.
which is it's a little bit of an anomaly from Kyle Shanahan over his career. Like, he hasn't had this history of not being able to do
it. Right.
This year has just been bad for whatever reason. But they haven't been able to do that, and then they've turned the ball over a number of different times in the opposing team's territory, and I think that's what has separated from them. So the reason why I look at that and say, if you can clean one of, if not both of those things up, it changes the game for you, I think. Are you going to be able to do that? I don't know. I don't know what the red zone thing is going to happen. I'm not here to say, oh, they'll for sure clean it up. But it's different than looking at a middling team and just being like, well, you can clean it up all you want. You're not good enough. You're not talented enough. I don't think that's the case with the 49ers. They have the talent. They got to shore some things up. They, to your point, they haven't played good football consistently. And there's a difference between the two.
It sounds like, based off some things on the broadcast yesterday, some reports that came out before the game, that the working idea right now is that Christian McCaffrey could be ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Week 10, following their bye week in Week 9, which, of course, follows the Sunday night football game against the Dallas Cowboys this week.
Mm.
So there is a now I don't know what this version of Christian McCaffrey does for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know what version of Christian McCaffrey this is. I don't know how healthy my brother is. I don't know if it's, can you give us anything? We're dying. Like, I don't know what it is. But defenses are, they're going to play him as if he's Christian McCaffrey from last year. And that's going to change the dynamic for the San Francisco 49ers. Even without Brandon Ayuk, it'll help Brock Purdy with a lot of things.
I was talking to my homeboy, Allen, the Bears fan, before came into the studio. And Jordan Mason has been really, really good. Like, mm-hmm. he's been really good. He's done a great job.
Banged up,
filling
too.
In. Yeah. He's done a great job filling in for Christian McCaffrey. But there is a difference between Jordan Mason starts out in the backfield, splits out wide, and Christian McCaffrey starts in the back. Like, Jordan Mason splits out wide. And it's like, hey, watch 24. Watch 24.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey. Hey, red. Christian McCaffrey. Hey, red. Like, it changes everything. And we have to, as people who talk about the game, like the fans and everything else like that, like, you said this. At some point, having good players, like, the good players are good players for a reason.
I thought that was, like, a strong take on my part, too.
It matters. Mm-hmm. It's not just, oh, I don't want to hear no excuses. Like, no. Like, you had all your backups in, a lot of your backups in, mm-hmm. in that game in the second quarter on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're backups for a reason. and you don't have your guys, then maybe you point to you blame Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch for not having a deeper roster mm-hmm. or something like that. Like, maybe that's the case, but the starters are starters for reasons. And yeah, like we talk about the Chiefs or whatever. The Chiefs, they can make the same argument. They struggled on offense yesterday because they don't have some of their guys. Right. They were able to make a couple more plays and not turn the ball over as much. Patrick Mahomes, Kelce.
It's almost like a basketball team with them. Like, who's the best player on the field? Well, it's Patrick Mahomes. All right, then that's the team that's going to win.
Yeah.
You almost wonder, though, if, like, their issues are just a symptom of the team, because, like, their issues yesterday with the backups are not necessarily any different than their issues 2 weeks ago with the starters and all that. Like, yeah, you don't have CMC, but like I said, if Brock Purdy is that dude, that you should be able to overcome a lot.
How many games have they played? You know, if we take Christian McCaffrey out of the equation, how many games have the 49ers played with most of the guys at the top of the JEP chart out there? Like, because Debo has missed game at least a single game so far this year, right? Kittle has missed games.
He missed.
I don't think Trent did, but Fred wound up not missing any game. But like maybe on the defensive end, it really happened. Hasn't happened. It feels like more on the offensive end it has.
So week one, everybody was there. Week two, everyone was there. Debo missed week three against the Rams. Week four against the Patriots.
Kittle?
Debo was there. Kittle was there.
Okay.
Kittle missed week three, too. So Kittle and
okay, I was going to say, Debo, I thought they both missed. Three. Okay.
He came back against the Patriots. And then, yeah, week five against Arizona, everybody played. So they played the majority of the games with everybody there. But, I mean, week three, they didn't have. And in that situation, maybe Ronnie Bell's not the one trying to make the catch at the end of the Rams game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, mm-hmm. it goes back to margin of error for me. Mm-hmm. They don't have the same margin of error. They're not incapable. They just can't, overcome mental mistakes, poor execution, turnovers. That this year's not the year to overcome that. They can't do that.
What's Kyle's bad month, October?
Yeah.
Well, I got bad news, buddy. You play the Cowboys in October. Maybe that's the get-right moment just before Halloween. You get everything right again.
Maybe, hopefully. But I think you're going to get the best version of the Cowboys on Sunday. They're coming off a bye. They're coming off being embarrassed.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
It might not be good enough, but yeah, I think you're going to get the best version of the Cowboys.
You did that, the Christian McCaffrey thing. Hey, did you, unrelated, did you see the Josh Allen, Amari Cooper touchdown?
Yeah, I didn't hear. I saw the visual.
So Josh Allen calls the play and then changes it at the line of scrimmage. He does an audible.
Uh-huh.
And Amari's like looking at him, and then he looks over. I think it was Keon Coleman. I can't remember who
it was. Keon Coleman.
So he looks over at Keon Coleman, and he's like, "What?" He's like, "What do I do?" And I swear, Keon, who's like 20 years old, 21 years old, just points to the center of the field. And I swear to God, they snap the ball. Amari Cooper runs exactly to where Keon pointed, catches the touchdown. And
I saw that on Twitter. That was pretty cool.
I was sitting there watching the clip. If you're the DB, he just told you where he's going.
Literally just right there.
Yeah, like he told you.
It's cool, Amari. Just go right there.
Well, that's what happens when you play the Titans.
So Amari's like, cool, I'm following what the 21-year-old kid tells me to do. Goes right in, catches the touchdown pass. Keon Coleman probably think, I just, right in the middle of the field, told everybody where he was going, and no one stopped
him. Went
there,
scored a touchdown, easy work.
That play made me laugh. Shout out to Amari Cooper for catching that touchdown pass. So the 49ers got the Cowboys coming up on Sunday night. Then they'll have the bye week. There's expected to be some things happening after that bye. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk will not be back once the ACL is confirmed. I'm assuming Kyle Shanahan is talking later this afternoon. That's normally what he does on Mondays. And then they'll have Tampa Bay. They'll have Seattle. They'll
There's
have
no
Green Bay.
The rest of the season.
Buffalo. Chicago, the Rams, who they're a divisional opponent, but Jesus, they're a bad football team. Miami, and maybe they're going to change mm-hmm. when some of their guys come back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have the Dolphins, who are expected talk about this later, but Tua Tagovailoa is expected to return this weekend. Detroit and Arizona. Detroit, of course, set San Francisco up, or set Kansas City up to be the lone remaining undefeated team. As Jesse was talking about earlier, the Detroit and Minnesota gave us a
that was a great game.
They
great
gave us a they get Detroit. Well, and you know, you guys aren't you guys. I don't want to say you guys because Jesse's a big cheesehead, but I thought the Packers win against the Texans was pretty impressive.
Love Wisconsin.
Big Wisconsin guy hates Cleveland. Big Wisconsin guy.
That was a good win for them. That was a really good win.
Was them the Packers or was them
the okay? Well, both of them. Both wins.
Lions and Packers. I thought so too.
But that was a good win for the Packers. Good win for the Lions. I just
talk about having the worst game of your career. That might have been CJ's worst game of his career.
Yeah.
He didn't throw the interceptions that Brock and Mahomes threw, but he was very
pedestrian.
Yeah, not good. Like, that's just very uncharacteristic of him.
Yeah.
Very uncharacteristic of him. But took a field goal. It's one of those games still, like, it took a field goal as either as time expired or as it was nearing expiration for the Packers to win that one.
Mm-hmm. Two good teams going up against each other. The Packers handle business at home. It was a good win for them.
Packers might hit the power rankings this week. This is going to be an interesting week for power rankings. I have respect for Matt LaFleur, who just seems to own regular seasons. And I think I like Jordan Love more than you, maybe a bit less than Jesse, but a bit more than you.
For the record, I like Jordan Love.
That's a lie.
You don't
have to lie.
I don't think he is the next coming. I just think he's a good quarterback.
He's not top five. I think he's like top 10-ish, maybe 10, 12 to 9, like that range. But that team all around is a really good football team. The receivers are young, starting to develop, coming to their own a bit. Defense is really good, too. They just got a good, solid football team.
More impressed by Detroit or Green Bay yesterday?
Detroit easy.
Green Bay for me.
Really?
That was a statement game for
me. Detroit easily.
Minnesota was undefeated.
But those are, like, to me, like, coming out of it, like, these are the two best teams in the NFC right now. So however it goes is whatever. Like,
the Lions and Packers are?
The Lions and Vikings, I mean.
Like, oh, okay.
There was nothing that game would have told me different. Like, those are two really good football teams.
Gotcha.
The Packers made a statement for themselves yesterday, I think.
I like that. I like that. I'm going to go Lions, but I like your breakdown of the Packers. We'll come back. We'll talk about, well, I guess at some point we have to talk about Aiden O'Connell and we have to talk about, look, I don't want to talk a long time about them. Like, they're, We'll talk about it. Plus, seems like a good time to announce our next live show.
Let's do it.
This is going to be a little different, but I think y'all are going to dig it. We'll tell you when our next live show is at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo.
Our next live show is at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Getting tense here in the chat.
Oh, no. It's not tense. But at some point, it's not like, you know I'm messing with you, dog. You know, at some point, it's a shot. And I'm going to take it as a shot. But it's good. It's good.
We have some really, really big things planned over the next couple of months with Sky River Casino. Obviously, we do amazing things with Sky River Casino. Nothing better than our live shows. And we have our next two live shows scheduled. We have teased the biggest live broadcast in history. We'll announce that at our next live show, which is going to be Monday, November 11th.
Hey.
Now, hear me out for a second. We went over the schedule tediously in attempting to find a perfect day. And, you know, between Kenny and I's responsibilities with KSFM and some things that we do in the Bay Area, it got really difficult to find a Kings game that we could, you know, build a show around. And then we discovered that the Kings play at 5 p.m. against the San Antonio Spurs on November 11th. I just thought, man, Monday's a tough. We're asking people to get out, come do something. but it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Veterans Day. So you shouldn't have to go to work that day. We're going to go to work at Sky River Casino.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a day. We're going to do, I haven't confirmed this, but I believe for the first time ever, I don't even know if they know this yet. Is Kyle in there? All right, hopefully he's not listening. I believe for the first time ever, the insiders are going to do their show from 10 to 12 at 32 Brew Street.
Nice.
Leading into D'Lo and KC, doing their show from 12 to 4 inside 32 Brew Street. And then as we do, hang out, have some drinks. Kings game, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Kings at Spurs, 5 o'clock. We'll watch it together.
That's going to be a good look. I'm excited about that one. Kings at Spurs. Kings versus Wemby. I think at that point, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, Kings will be, I don't know, you know, maybe 9-5 at that time. I don't know if they play 14 games or not, but 9-5.
I'm not going to count.
You know, going up against the Spurs. Also, it's going to be a big night because.
Ooh, second night of a back-to-back.
Well.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
where are they before?
Lord, God, blessed, they're going to be playing a lot of basketball games. The week prior, though, so starting on Monday the 4th, they're in Miami. Wednesday, they're back home to take on Toronto. Friday, they're home versus the Clippers. Mm. Sunday, they're on the road versus Phoenix. Monday is the game we're talking about, November 11th, Veterans Day, the Kings at the Spurs.
And technically, I know exactly what their record will be at that point. It'll be 6-4 because that's their 11th game. Remember last week I did their first 10 games?
Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah.
That Spurs game will be their 11th game. So yep. It'll be 6-4. Shout out to our guy, Jesse.
He's got him.
Kings will be 8-2.
Yeah, he's got him. He's got him cooking.
They're going to flip the switch.
I like that.
Proverbial switch will be flipped.
I'm anti-preseason is what it is.
It's a good look.
I agree with Jesse on that one. But no, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a really good time. And then, not only that, we got Monday Night Football, Dolphins-Rams. Let's go.
Okay. There we go. I know Mr. Tapia will be there in his...
Yeah, the Tapias will be in
there. Yeah, they asked me about the live show yesterday, actually.
November 11th is set. It's booked. And on November 11th, we will announce the biggest live show ever. Remember when Edge and Randy Orton, I think, had the greatest wrestling match in history or something like that?
Yeah.
This is going to be the biggest live broadcast ever.
Yeah, I'm with that. It's going to be a good time. And it's a 6 o'clock start.
It's a 5 o'clock start.
The Spurs.
I got it at five.
It is five. You're right. 5 o'clock start. It's still a little time. We in the show at 4. Maybe slide over to the humidor real quick.
We tried that last time, sir. It doesn't open until 5.
Oh, well. We'll have to
ask someone. Hey, can we open this? But what we can do is, one, they do have a TV in there. Uh-huh. Anyone who wants to partake, we gather up maybe at halftime, maybe at the quarter break. Mm-hmm. All go over together to the humidor for some cigars and whiskey.
Yeah. Side question. I was meaning to ask you on Friday, but didn't get the chance to.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Edge and Randy Orton and all this other stuff. Well, I think on Thursday, I don't even know if it was the anniversary. I think they might have just been showing the clip. But I saw the clip of Shawn Michaels super kicking Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
At Arco.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I said, does, outside of MSG, does Arco Arena, does Sacramento, I'll just say Sacramento because Golden 1 Center's on there too, do they have maybe the most iconic wrestling moments?
Well, no, Chicago does. Chicago.
Chicago has.
Chicago has Jericho's debut.
Okay.
They have Punk and Cena. They have the Austin Brett I Quit match from WrestleMania 13.
Okay.
Well, they have the Refrigerator Perry Battle Royal.
That's a
they got it.
Because right now we're going right now
they have
going,
Farouk hanging Ahmed Johnson with a noose. Does that count? They got that.
Doesn't count either. Oh. Right now we're going band for band. Oh. And what were we at? 3, 4?
Yeah, I mean, that's just off the top of my head.
You compare that to Superkick of Hogan, the milk bath. Miss Elizabeth and them getting married.
Yep. Rock concert, right?
The rock concert. The first rock concert.
The Fiend situation.
Well, the death of Hell in a Cell. Yeah, that's a good one.
Am I missing any other ones? Would you put Yokozuna? Oh, no, that was the same one. Yokozuna and winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
was the same as Randy Savage, though, right? The
marriage. No. Randy Savage. Randy Savage and Elizabeth. That was a TV taping. Mm. That was like a Superstars of Wrestling TV
taping. Did The Rock beat Booker T for the WC title at Arco?
No, that was in San Jose.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in San Jose. Yeah,
off the top of my head, I'm not going to argue Chicago, because Chicago probably does. But I don't know. Sacramento top five?
It might be up there. Yeah, it definitely might be up there. Like MSG, take them completely out of the equation. MSG's
different.
Chicago would be probably at the top of the list. Sacramento's got to be in the conversation.
And I don't
know. I can't think of who's next.
Indiana.
I mean, Indiana, but they had the evil twin.
They had the Shield, didn't they? The oh my God, wasn't that in Indiana?
Oh, was it? Okay,
I think it was.
Okay,
but I don't think they got as many as Sac.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And I'm assuming they don't.
Oh, that's a good call from Mark. Toronto probably has quite a few. Toronto has the Hogan Rock.
Yeah.
But they're all like big events. Right. Like they have Hogan Rock. They have
Ultimate Warrior
and Hogan.
That fake pop or that fake Bret Hart thing was always sick for Monday Night Raw when Sean's like, oh yeah,
they play his music. Was that Toronto?
I think it was. Yeah, because. I think so.
It was either Toronto or Montreal. One of the Canadas. That's right. It was one of those, yeah. I can't remember which one.
I think Sac is up there, though.
I think so, too.
Ironically. And it's I don't think they plan for it. I think these things just kind of happen.
I don't think they plan on the Hell in a Cell being infamous.
No. I don't think they didn't plan on the milk bath. Well, we're going to hold off on the milk bath till we get to Sacramento. Like, they do that for
that
MSG,
was the
right?
day after. That was the day after SummerSlam. That's why they did it. I think it was SummerSlam 2001 in San Jose. Raw the next night was here. The milk bath was to follow up the Rock, or it wasn't Rock, Austin, Kurt Angle main event the night before.
Mm.
Do they come to cities like around certain times of the year? Like, do they come to Sacramento maybe like around?
They used to. They don't anymore. The only thing that I think.
So I'm wondering if that like plays into it.
The only thing that I think is the same is MSG at Christmas.
Mm.
They're always at the Garden around Christmas.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yeah, Philadelphia probably has some pretty good ones. That's a good call right there, too.
Oh, no, man, I can't think.
Well, Chicago also has Undertaker versus Undertaker.
Well, that's true, too.
Your favorite match of all time.
That was a great SummerSlam. Tatanka and Lex Luger.
So, to be fair, God, you really love that match, man.
No, the whole SummerSlam was fire.
That was the United Center, though, not the Rosemont Horizon. Yeah. So it's Chicago.
And I combined Golden One with Arco. So
okay, fair enough.
Just thinking of the city.
Fair enough. All of this is better than talking about the Raiders. I'll tell you that right now.
They should have moved to Sacramento.
Well,
Al Davis wanted them to.
Well, Aiden O'Connell is out 4 to 6 weeks. Gardner Minshew is a disaster. That man threw three interceptions yesterday. He's got 10 turnovers on the season. Mm. They need to figure something out. Like, and I don't know what that means. I think they got a quarterback on their practice squad. Maybe they elevate him. I joked about Blake Bortles. Call anyone. Where's Ryan Tannehill? Is he in the league? Call him.
Oh, he's chilling, waiting for his
do
starting job.
Do something. Like,
what is there to
pull Matt Ryan out of the boot? Like, if they're marching Minshew out there, they're dying.
But their owner,
they're dead, dying. Though, I think, already. I think they're done.
I think, okay, maybe. I think you're killing people on the way out if Gardner Minshew remains your quarterback.
I feel like I'm with Jesse. I think,
ride this out? You're just going to ride this out with Gardner Minshew? Because essentially, you march Gardner Minshew, you continue to march Gardner Minshew out there. You're telling Max Crosby, you're telling everybody on that decent fit, we can't, we're done, we quit. 10 turnovers. That man hasn't even played the entire season, and he's got 10 turnovers.
You low-key quit he the moment terrible. You named him your starting quarterback before
you low-key quit when you signed his sorry ass.
There's that, but I just there's no move for them to make.
I got to stop talking about professional athletes like that. I apologize. He's not sorry. He's not good, though. He's not a good quarterback.
We understand the context.
Man, when it comes, he's terrible.
When it comes from you, you understand the game.
Yeah, get Cam Newton off of TV and put him out there.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I know. Still might be better than Gardner Minshew at this point.
You're better off, I think. Just hopefully the front office is on the same page. But, hey, season's lost. Draft a quarterback and start rebuilding from there. Because there's nothing I think they can do that's going to change anything here.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't know what the smart decision. The smart decision. I know you can't. It's tough to look at Max Crosby in the eye and say this is what we're going to do, and some of those other guys. But that's the best thing for them. Lose these games. Put yourself in position to draft whatever quarterback you want to. That's the best thing for you.
Max Crosby should be happy. We kept Antonio Pierce around. That's what you wanted.
Well, there's that, too.
And that's why you shut the hell up when it comes to hiring coaches. When you're a player, shut up.
The Vegas Raiders are 2-5. Do they get to 5 wins?
Yes. Stand by.
That might be their ceiling.
I need to look at their schedule. hang on. I don't like this practice. I've said it a million times. No one had them beating Baltimore. Kansas City next week. Cincinnati the week after.
The killer with them?
That's 5 losses in a row if they lose both of those games. Kansas City is not firing on all cylinders at all. Kansas City might be in close games the whole damn season. Cincinnati's not good. They played Cleveland last year, which if it wasn't for Carolina, they'd be the worst team in football.
I think
Carolina might be the worst team in the history of football.
I think we could play a different game here. Just pick a game where you think the Raiders would be favored in the rest of the season.
Well, favored doesn't matter. I don't care if they're favored. The answer's probably zero.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a game where it's like you can make the argument.
Maybe Jacksonville down here.
Yeah, maybe. Jacksonville.
I mean, the Saints.
The Saints game, yeah.
They're not good.
I think those are the two.
Unless, of course, Derek Carr is back and that's the Derek Carr revenge game.
Nah, the Jags beat the Raiders.
I'm not saying they won't. He said who would be favored.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Jacksonville beat the Patriots this week. And then they end with the Chargers. To answer your question, maybe one. Maybe they're favored in one, but I...
Looking at it, you can maybe beat Denver if Minshew doesn't throw out more than 2
points. What'd you say their record was? 2-2. So you two don't think they'll win 3 more games this year?
I think if they do, that's going to be it. They're going to win 3 more at most, I think.
I can't believe this is a 5-win football team, man.
Well, maybe we were just completely wrong about them, though, to start the season.
You think?
Like, that's just us completely. Like, yeah, that's on us.
Yeah, we were wrong. We also gave best case scenario.
We did.
We would say that. We would say
turns
best
out
case
five
scenario.
Wins might be the best case scenario.
we would say like, hey, you know, we created a path for them to be successful. Worst case scenario is what's going on.
This is Gardner Minshew's fault more than it is ours.
Well, there's that.
Notice it's Tom Telesco's fault more than it's anyone else's.
I was about to say maybe they're this is going exactly how they wanted it to.
All right.
The killer is they might have to sweat to get a top 5 pick. There's some bad teams out there. New Orleans might find themselves.
Well,
there.
They might.
But I was saying New England, Cleveland, Tennessee,
Carolina.
I can't believe
anyone. And none of those teams have, well, the Patriots do.
We're already going week to week with the Giants, too. Daboll naming Daniel Jones as starting quarterback.
Well, so I don't even know. Did you say Cleveland?
Yeah.
Because Cleveland has to draft the quarterback,
well,
no?
Well, I'm about to say, outside of New England, no, none of them teams have a quarterback.
Yeah, Cleveland has to draft a quarterback.
So the Raiders, might mess around and have the sixth pick, and all the quarterbacks are gone.
Yeah, Giants don't have a quarterback.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, the team that they played isn't very good either.
I don't think so either.
The Rams aren't good.
I look at them and oh, they're getting guys healthy, but I still don't think that's enough to
when you're
like,
a
really
bad
start making noise.
When you're a bad football team, getting a wide receiver back isn't going to do anything for you. Mm. Case in point, Captain Jackass that we had to watch in primetime for like the fourth week in a row last night.
Jeez.
He is an average at best quarterback. Mm. Having I have never seen so many NFL analysts make excuses for a bad professional football team like they do the New York Jets. I have never seen an analyst like Chris Collinsworth sit in that booth with a straight face, and instead of admitting they were wrong about the New York Jets, they tell you, well, if they do this, Chris Collinsworth ifed 10 goddamn things for the Jets to do to be a good football team. Sir, you think they're going to do that? Come on, man.
Traded for Davante Adams and proceeded to play their worst football game of the season so far.
And that's the thing. Why would Cooper Kupp returning matter? That's not a good football team. Matt Stafford is a better quarterback right now today than Aaron Rodgers is. But Matt Stafford isn't the quarterback he was 2 years ago either. Like this, again, we have normalized these guys playing at 38, 39, 40 like Brady and LeBron, acting like there's no decline in it. Aaron Rodgers is coming off just evaluating Aaron Rodgers, the player. He's coming off an Achilles tear and he's 40 years old.
Right.
What Brady did, what LeBron is doing is not normal. What's up? Stafford's what, like 36, 37? Mm-hmm. That's where you start looking like, all right, if the Rams are in position to draft a quarterback next year, you draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And so you look and you go, no, Matt Stafford's still solid, but the Rams need to start preparing for him not being around anymore. Maybe the move is to just continue to play Gardner Minshew because you're not winning games with him under center.
Honestly, the worst thing that could
happen, he's just going to keep giving the ball away.
The worst thing that could happen to that team is that they do win in seven games this season.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah,
you
you're right.
And with the competition, quote unquote, to get a top five spot, man, you might not want to win no more games.
That's where I'm at if I'm the Raiders.
And you know what? Still might not be number one because Carolina's in the league.
They might not be. How many wins do you think?
Carolina has been outscored by 133 points.
Damn, Bryce Young.
You hear me? 133 points.
That is awful.
Give me 1 second. Is it New York? It's New England. New England, again, I will say this again. Carolina has been outscored by 133 points. Mm. The Patriots, who are second worst, have been outscored by 76. Is that 54-point differential?
They are terrible.
Just terrible.
Yeah, I think the number one pick is
they might not win another game.
Yeah, it's locked up. It's locked. They were lucky to get that get the win they got.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call that luck.
They sure as hell were.
Raiders been giving those away last
who
few
was,
years.
Who was that? Andy Dalton. Who was that? Dalton, right? Yeah.
So I'm looking at a mock draft right now, and I'd have to really dive into this, but. Maybe there's hope for the Raiders after all because they got a bunch of skill players going in the first 15 picks. It's not going to be all quarterbacks, at least right now.
I bet you it changes.
Because right now,
it always changes.
The Panthers taking Travis Hunter is the number one pick. And then New England, because they don't need a quarterback, They're taking a Mason Graham from Michigan. And Cleveland, now this is where I do disagree. They're taking some type of the edge rusher from Ohio State. No, they're going to draft a quarterback.
Who did you say that was?
The Cleveland.
Oh yeah, Cleveland's taking
a quarterback. They're drafting a quarterback. And then they got the Raiders at 4 drafting Shador. So, all right. And then they don't have another quarterback.
Make sure your ass stays there.
Being taken. But see, that's what I was saying. They don't have another quarterback being taken until Milrow at 16. So maybe you can get away with 5 wins and still get your quarterback. I don't know.
I'm calling Cap. How many does it have? The whole first round?
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks are in it?
We got 2 so far.
Because I'm going to guess.
Let's see. We got 2 so far.
So you're scrolling for a while, so it means we're probably. 3.
Carson Beck.
Probably less than 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing 3. This is Fox Sports, too.
I think we get to at least 4, probably 5 by the time the draft rolls around.
The quarterbacks are Shador, Milrow, Carson Beck, Cam Ward. They don't have Cam Ward. I think they're assuming Cam Ward stays in school. I think that's why he's not, because he would be a first rounder. Mm-hmm. He'd be a top 5 probably. So, but if he leaves, Cam Ward, Ewers, they're probably assuming he stays in school.
Why would Cam Ward stay in school?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. The only thing I can think
of. Other than he's probably paid really well.
Well, played really, really. Man, at the U, did you see this? Somebody sent me a video of what they're doing in Texas with the NILs. It's crazy. They have a deal with a Lamborghini dealership in Austin, and depending on performance and what's going on, nobody got any after this past Saturday. But yeah, they get the Lamborghini. They can lease the Lamborghinis.
You imagine being the Texas quarterback and being like, yeah, sorry, buddy, we got to repo your Lambo. I made the payments. Nah, you threw 2 picks yesterday.
You don't get it for the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, to your point, though, like those
what
guys
could go
leave,
wrong given 18, 19-year-olds Lamborghini?
That's excessive. But to your point, though, I do think you get to 4 or 5 quarterbacks. I don't know why. I feel like Cam Ward should be eligible. Maybe they're looking at him like a sophomore or something like that. Mm. I thought he was more like a junior, senior. But
that's what confused me a little bit.
Yeah, you'll get to like 5 quarterbacks.
One more injury note, because we've talked about Aiden. It was a bad day for quarterbacks yesterday. We haven't talked about Deshaun Watson yet. But Jaden Daniels, I guess he's, at least according to Dan Quinn, is week to week. They hope he plays this week. He has a rib injury. That's going to hurt, man. That's probably going to hurt for a while.
And the Bears this week.
Yeah, it's him versus Caleb, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a lot of pressure on him, man. Yeah. A lot of pressure on him. We'll come back. We're going to shift our attention to the Kings here for a little bit. Also, a champion was crowned last night, but champion was crowned.
And I think we're going to go at it a little bit with this JoJo situation.
Let's go then. I have no problem with it.
Then we go at it a little bit.
Steelo and KC here on ESPN 1320. It's a damn shame when you got to go back to your ex-girlfriend. Man.
Well, it's here on Saturday. You know how excited I was to find a Coke in the fridge or whatever?
it's probably Charlie's. Charlie drinks soda like it's water. I've been telling Charlie, we got to get you on a little H2O over there.
Yeah, a little bit more water. I've been trying to do
Charlie's that. Like, I'm 76, buddy. I've lived this long on this. Like,
yeah, I'm here.
I'm good. I ain't going to do all this silly stuff you kids do. I've already made it.
I am here. Real quick before we move on, I wanted to give a shout out to all our people over there at Sac State, man. Had a great time on Saturday night at the Sac State football game. Shout out to my guy, Andy. Shout out to Mark Orr. Shout out to Luke Wood. I mean, showing love, showing hospitality. It was a good time. Shout out to my guy, Connor. Shout out to my guy, Mike. They was all down there. The whole Sacramento meetup, you know.
It was out there.
It was out there, man. Homecoming was going down. Shout out to all the fraternities and sororities, too. I didn't partake anything. I just took a walk through the parking lot. My goodness. I don't know what I would have done if I was 18 and I was a student at Sac State.
Well, I don't know. I was just minding my business. I parked in the media lot just like I was supposed to. Walked across the street, checked in just like I was supposed to, made my way to the Sky River touchdown zone, and just minding my business.
So it was crazy that, you know, that that's homecoming for Sac State. Like, it was popping. And what I was thinking was, I couldn't imagine if I was 20, 21 years old, and if that's what Sac State is looking like now, what if I attended a HBCU?
Mm.
What if I was at Howard's homecoming as a 20? Mm. What? Like, because the music was popping. Everybody was just having a good time. That's really what it was. But, like, oh, man, it's crazy.
You think you would have had your security out there with you back then like you did at Sac State?
I didn't even have security at Sac State. I don't know what you're talking about.
According to Chetty House After Party, catch the episode tomorrow, I believe. Yeah, we had you walking sidelines with security.
I was going back to the end zone area. That's all I was doing.
With security, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Nah, I was with my guy. Shout out to my man, Dondre. That's all he was doing.
Security and a videographer.
Well, shout out to my guy. He knows how to do all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he did a great job. Yeah, he did a great job. I saw Manny out there. I got a video
with
Manny.
Yeah, Manny didn't even holler at your boy, man.
Manny,
come on, man.
Well, I didn't have security.
Hey, you're a tough guy.
I didn't have security either.
Well, that's not.
Oh, sorry, not security. Entourage.
Well, there it was.
Sorry.
There it was.
I know how talent is.
I wasn't even the star in the group I was walking with. I was carrying jackets and glasses.
That's
and,
for sure. I'm saying that for me, too. Like, all of us, we're second rate in that situation.
There is nothing, absolutely nothing more humbling than walking around with Katie from the Wake Up Call. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have just lost the last 20 years. Like, you think you're doing something with your cute little sports show, huh, buddy? Watch this. The killer was the Kings event. That was the real, like, you are nothing in life moment. Because shout out to the dope ones, the little dope
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the
we
little
got
dope ones is in the building.
With.
Yeah.
This kid walks up to me, he goes, Damien, and I'm looking at him, I'm like, hey. And I'm like staring at this kid like, hey, what's your name? He goes, I'm Don's son, the dope ones. And then I look around and we're surrounded by Don's kids.
No,
and I'm like,
crew.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, man, that was really cool to see them, man.
Yeah, that was a blast. But we was walking over to Q's and these two brothers stopped me like, hey, I love the show. Where's Kenny? I was like, oh, he's in the back. Oh, cool, man. Tell him we said hi. Oh, appreciate it. Another stop. D-Lo, what's good? Hey, where's Kenny?
No,
oh, he's in the back.
This doesn't happen.
This happened, and we're walking, and KC hits us with, Katie was like, wow, Mr. Famous. Immediately. Like, immediately. Katie, oh my God, Katie. I mean, phones out, like she's like, Katie, I've been listening to you since forever. Picture. Go take off down the line again. Again, these are all Kings fans. Malik Monk jerseys, De'Aaron Fox jerseys. Oh, my God, Katie. Picture, like, get through everybody. Look right at her. She's like, don't say anything. All right. I'm already the guy who carries KC's bag. Now I'm walking around.
Don't listen to this guy on that one. Don't listen to this guy.
Rather, some of us just got to be Marty Jannetty sometimes.
That's
bro,
it.
They were stopping Damien.
Marty Jannetty, like, in the Rockers, and I'm Marty Jannetty in, like, the new Rockers with, like, Al
like,
Snow or whoever
you're
it was.
Like in an endless time loop where you're just getting thrown through the barbershop window every day.
Don't listen to this guy, man. He was getting stopped left and right on Saturday.
The idea,
left and right.
The idea of Katie throwing me through a barbershop window is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. But yeah, it was a great, great time at Sac State. Love Mark Orr, man. He is so passionate, about that program, as is President Luke Wood, Andy. Yeah. And it's always great to see it was a pleasant surprise when we talked for what, a minute, 30 seconds, whatever it is. Yeah. That's the hardest job I think we have.
Yeah.
Cause we'll say something. And about 3 seconds later, we'll hear it.
I just try to just talk. I'm
and
like,
that
ah,
is tough. When I was trying to say the station, oh, that was, oh my God, that was brutal.
Well,
just brutal.
Don't forget, we sitting there like Brock Purdy in the pocket, trying to.
Well, they keep telling us, guys.
Trying to.
Guys, back up. Back up. Here comes the whole roster out from halftime. And we're like, okay. They're like, scoot up. Nah, this isn't close enough. So we like go running forward. And then they're like, okay, guys, we're ready to go. It's like, hey, you need to back up. We can't move any further.
I'm just trying to avoid getting trampled.
Oh, man, we was about to get run over.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely run over.
But no, man, it's always a good time out of Sac State, man. It was a perfect night, too. Weather was great.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was good, man. They showed up, showed out. Like you guys got to do for the rest of the season for these Sac State games, man. They got big plans. They're trying to make some things happen. And the city got to come out and do their part. Community got to come out and do their part. They did it on Saturday. Let's keep it going for the rest of the year, man.
That's so crazy. I wonder if we're going to be walking out there. And it's going to be like a new stadium and stuff like that.
Man.
Like legit. Like an like actual stadium.
That's going to be crazy to see, man. They, during the week, they, you know, were on the socials and stuff. And President Luke Wood and Mark Orr, they were down at the... LAFC Stadium, I don't know the name of it, but the LAFC Stadium, like talking about like getting ideas and all this other stuff. Man, if they pulled up, I know it wouldn't be exactly the same. If they pulled up to Sac State and had the same stadium like LAFC, oh man.
I don't think it's the craziest thing because LAFC doesn't have like the biggest stadium or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
If LAFC, they, like football club, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's another one of Kenny's teams, huh?
You know, Kenny, I'll tell you something.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever seen a light bulb go off over somebody's head? That
I saw happened? Some, too, that I meant to text you guys about.
We were...
I'm sure we saw the same thing.
I don't know if I saw it. Just hit me up.
All right, I'll text you.
I got the funniest question on the way into the stadium, too, because we're talking about Sac State and the different things going on with the program. Mm-hmm. Hey, what happened to that stadium with the rail yards? Like, whatever came about of that? Gave the quickest explanation I could. But yeah, I got that question on the way in.
Oh, that was only one of two hilarious explanations. I'm going to get me some more of these little sliders in a soda, and I come back, and D-Lo's talking to Katie, and goes, and their name was the Washington football team. She says, what? You're lying to me.
So, no, it's funny, because Katie's like, no, I know. Like, name a team, and I'll say the city. So I start naming off a couple of teams, and I said, I think, just instinctively, because of the way we are, I think I said football team.
Yeah.
And she's like, excuse me? It's like, the football team. Or, I'm sorry, the Commanders. And she's like, confused. She's like, wait a minute. What's the football team? Their name was the football team. It said football team across the jersey. And then that's when KC comes walking back, and I see like KC overhearing this, and it's,
I was cracking up. It was like TV. It's like a TV show. Their name was the football team.
She wants to, I think Katie will be back later this week. She wants to talk about her Sac State experience.
Sac State alum, valedictorian from Sac State, Katie from the Wake Up Call.
That's the story we came up with. That was the story we came up with. So she'll be with us later on this week.